And so he intervened so that you don't die, so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. If that ain't enough to shout on, I can't preach nothing else that'll make you feel good. Is that he died so that you might live. He died so that you can have eternal life. Say it. Won't it be a friend? Won't it be your love? Won't it do it? Won't it be a bridge? Won't it be your heart fixer? Your mind regulator? Say yes. He's all right. He's all right. You see, when they were crucified him, he was the Lamb of God. There was one Lamb that would die, and the other one would take away the sin. He said, I'm going to take away the sin, and I'm going to die. I wish I had somebody. When we look at that, we got to understand that we are criminals at times. But he died for my crimes. He died for my crimes. Hallelujah. And so what I'm thinking about now is that when they yelled out, crucify him, they were yelling out, crucify the Savior, so that he could fulfill the purpose. Amen. We can't be mad with them because they crucified him. We ought to be happy that they crucified him, but at the same time happy that he resurrected. When I think about it, Pilate says, I want to give you a criminal. Would you take Barabbas, whose name means son of a father? Or will you take and crucify Jesus, who we understand is the son of the father? And they let Barabbas go free. But every morning when I wake up, I know what Barabbas is. I'm a son of the Father. When I look in the mirror, people, you don't hear Barabbas no more after that. Barabbas was let go. When you look in the mirror, you say, that's Barabbas, the criminal who was set free, the criminal who got away. The one who should have died on the cross, but Jesus died in his place. I am that Barabbas. I got away. He died. Now I don't have to die because of what he's done. The man in the middle.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Jesus. Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do. Thank you.
I'm blessed going out, and I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open up a window and he'll pour you out a blessing, 'cause it's your season to be blessed. I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood. I'm only standing here because of his precious blood. You see, he opened up a window and he poured me out a blessing, 'cause it's your season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise and you stood the test. He's gonna open up a window and he'll pour you out a blessing, 'cause it's your season. It's your season.
It's your season.
It's your season.
It's
my season.
It's
my season. You see, God is a good God. He done brought me from a mighty long way. See, he had to reach way down, but he picked me up and he turned my life around. He gave me a new walk and he gave me a new talk. And the things that he did for me, he'll do the same for you. I said, God is a good God. It's your season.
It's
my season.
It's your season.
If the Lord is your friend, come on and give him a hand of praise today. There is not a friend like Jesus. Amen.
You'll stand to your feet with your Bible in your hand. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh now for this another wonderful expression of your love as you minister your word to us, speak to our hearts, meet us in the text, tell of the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might hear and understand what you have to say. And gracious God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
If you'll turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6. Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6. recorded are these words. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. For just a little while this morning, I want to speak from the subject, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Anybody in the house want to thank God for Jesus? Amen. I just felt a need to ask that question because if God would not have done what he did, Jesus would not have done what he did. And because of that reality, I thank God for Jesus. When we look at the text today, my brothers and sisters, what is interesting about this word again is the fact that God is speaking to his own people. When one would hear this, read this, they might think that he's talking to a sinner without a relationship with God who have no understanding or no way of God, one who is without the protective realm of God or even the dealings of God. But truth of the matter is God's talking to and speaking about his own people.
Amen.
One of the things that I find fascinating in the text and the context is the fact that when Isaiah makes this clear that all, not some, but all, not a few, all, not most, but all we like sheep have gone astray. It's no wonder he opens up in verse 1 and says, who hath believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now, what is clear is the fact that Isaiah questions who has believed or have believed his, their message. The word record here means message. Who had believed our message? Because one of the things you've got to understand is Isaiah is picturing the Messiah to come. And he's putting all of this in that is in future tense. He is presenting it as in present tense. And what he is speaking even has farther-reaching repercussions in both the past tense and the potential tense of those who are yet to come. And he asks the question, who hath believed our report? Because he's in a somewhat predicament like Noah was when Noah preached for 120 years, it's going to rain. And nobody had ever experienced rain before. They had experienced dew. They had experienced moisture. They had experienced water, but they had never experienced rain. And so when Isaiah asked, who had believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? The arm, as always in redemptive measures, is always reaching out to bring in those who have gone too far. He's asking the question, who understands what I'm talking about? Then he goes on to deal with verses 2, 3, 4, and 5 before we get here. And each one of these verses are filled with the activity of both Israel and of those that are speaking about Jesus Christ. And so when you look at the combined efforts of both Israel and Jesus Christ, you'll have to know that it was nobody but God who could have done a thing like this. All we like sheep. Why not all we like lions? All we like sheep. Why not all we like buffalo? All we like sheep. Because of all of the animals, and I can keep on listing one after the other, but let me just make it plain. Of all of the animals, our characteristics are more like sheep than any other animal. He could have said, all we like dogs. Or cats. But he said, all we like sheep. The sheep bore the most characteristics to mankind, mankind to sheep. Well, first of all, one of the most profound characteristics of a sheep, and I don't know if you would really title it such, is the fact that sheep are dumb. Sheep are timid. Sheep are meek. Let me tell you, if you knock a sheep down by force, a sheep will stay there kicking without sense enough to roll back over and go on about his business unless someone helped him up. Now, here's the interesting thing. A sheep can lay down on its own and get right back up. But if you knock a sheep down, he'll just stay there, kicking. Amen. Looking for help without knowing he can get right back up on his own. Sheep are dumb, 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 dumb. Dumb, dumb. They do things, listen, knowing what the consequences will be, and in spite of that, still do them. If that ain't dumb, well let me, because we're like, I know nobody in here smokes anything. But especially cigarettes. And the last time I checked, there was a warning on the side of the cigarette package that says smoking is hazardous to your health. And, you know, it could cause lung cancer, et cetera, all the rest of that. But that's enough right there for you to look and see the warning label and yet open up the pack. Pack it down, pull it out. And someone who are so experienced, they can talk that cigarette to me. They talking cigarette just hanging out of their mouth and they go on with what they're doing. But knowing every cigarette they light is doing harm to their lungs, and if that ain't enough, cigarettes cost more than a Happy Meal. Now, if I'm gonna be dumb, I'm gonna be dumb and full. Help me, somebody. I can go just down the list, alcohol, I mean, anything you name, that there are warning signs and labels on them all, and we see them and still continue in the same pattern. Dumb. Are we like sheep? So you can sit up there looking all pious if you want to. You in this number. Look, Paul has already said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ain't no sense of you sitting up and acting like I ain't talking to you, because I'm talking to you. Let me throw out another one for you. Malachi chapter 3:6. Ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Well, God, where have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offering. You sit up in here Sunday after Sunday, paycheck after paycheck, after hearing and reading him saying, ye are cursed. Look, y'all know it. With a curse. And still continue to rob God. If that ain't dumb, tell me what dumb is. When he said, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive it. And then he goes on into the 11th verse and makes clear that I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Well, if you ain't paid your tithes, he ain't rebuking nobody. He will not cause your fruit to fall before its season. It will grow to its ripest productivity so that you get maximum benefit. But here, God, when you don't tithe, he does not allow your money to work to its fullest potential for you. We know this, but dumb. We spend it on this and spend it on that, and then when we can't pay our light bill, we can't pay our house note, we can't pay this, we can't pay the other because we robbed God first. Some people sit up there all pious and talking about, well, I ain't got that problem and I don't tithe, I give what I want to give. Okay. I say so oftentimes, I thank God I'm not God. Because you're living on borrowed time. That's right. That's right. And when you don't realize the air you're breathing is God's air, the strength you're using is God's strength, the body you're in is God's body. Everything you are, God made you. And everything you have, God gave you. If you can't be a blessing to God, you are dumb. Somebody tell me, I know he ain't just called me dumb. Did he call me dumb? See, if you don't know you, that's show you right, but that's I'm gonna move on. Let me go on. So everything that we know to do and don't do proves that we are dumb. And I can continue on with all of the different things, but he said, all we like sheep. What have we done? We've gone astray. That means we veered off the path. We've gone against the grain. We've turned aside from the way that God would have us to go, and we're not going in the direction that God has directed us. We have gone astray. Look at the next portion. We have turned. Who has turned? We have turned. Just in case you don't include yourself in the we, he backs it up and say, everyone. So you can't escape this word. Everyone, saved and unsaved, everyone. We have turned. I looked at that, and a closer investigation of that revealed the fact that we have turned at least in three areas. The first area that we have turned And this is usually where all of our slipping and sliding and falling from the Lord begins. We have turned first our attention from His word. We have turned our attention first.